Spokane Transit's ridership is way down in this stay-at-home time. Passenger numbers are about a third of normal. The number of people riding the paratransit vans is a fifth of normal. Buses are places where people sit close to each other, so it's no surprise that it may not be a desirable way to get around. But it still has value for some riders. Brandon Rapez-Betty is a spokesman for Spokane Transit.
Our goal is to maintain service. However, we are monitoring ridership levels and our own employee attendance levels. And if there's a change in either one of those factors, that would be the trigger for a service reduction. We don't foresee one at this moment, but if we see one coming, we'll be sure to be communicating with the ECC and our communication partners.
He says Transit is disinfecting its buses and vans every night after the day's service and trying to clean a second time during the day if possible. The downtown plaza remains open, though all public seating and waiting areas are closed. Because the vans are not used much these days, the agency has begun a temporary program for seniors, for passengers 60 and older, who need to do essential business such as grocery shopping and doctor's visits. People who want to use that service can call the agency and schedule a time to be picked up by a van and then dropped off. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.